My topic this morning is to the moon and back. Because we were talking about launch pad, I thought, okay, what's a word I can do something around kind of launch pad? And I thought, to the moon and back. So that's it. I'm done. I'll sit down. Okay, if you've got your Bibles, how about we look at Romans 5? Romans 5. So you see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for the righteous, for a righteous person, though for a good person, someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrated his own love for us in this, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Isn't that an incredible piece of scripture? Incredible piece of scripture. You know, I am constantly amazed at the power of love. How many remember the Monsters, Inc. video movie that came out a few years ago? Wasn't it a great movie? How many remember that story pretty well? So I'm going to give you a quick recap. So basically it was about the human world it was an animated movie series, so it's a kid's movie. But in parallel to us were some monsters, and they could go through some special doorways and kind of enter kids' rooms. They were short on power in their parallel world, and they needed to be able to provide power for themselves. And somehow, through a set of circumstances, they became aware that scaring kids actually had great power. How many know that's got great power? Fear has got great power. So they would go in and they basically would take these tanks in, and they're like oxyacetylene tanks or oxygen tanks, and they'd basically hook them up to the door, and the monster would go in and pull faces at the kid, or you know, and the kid would, and the louder the kid, more scared the kid got, the more energy was exerted and the more energy they had back in the parallel world. How many know that in God's parallel world, in God's kingdom, love is the most empowered energy? And so I was kind of thinking about this because a lot of us lock into fear, but love is the most powerful ingredient in this world. It's the one ingredient that we need above everything else. And I was thinking, imagine if we could harness love. And I know it's only a movie, but I was thinking, imagine if we could harness love like an energy, how powerful it would be. It'd be worth, you know, more than any atomic bomb or any kind of energy kind of generation system in that. But I'm constantly amazed at God, his love, the depths of his love. We talk about love, and the perfect example of love is what we see in God. The fact that while we were still sinners, he sent his son, and Jesus laid down his life for us. You know, I watched a few weeks ago as Christian Williams was here, and I just watched with joy in my heart, watching him come and minister and watching the afternoon session and people getting words. Because that is God's heart, that is God's love for people, that he's speaking to people's words, that destinies are shaped and renewed and made known to people in God, what he wants in people's lives, and that because he loves us. Gina and I last week were at a pastor's conference, and I watched as pastors that hadn't been together for basically about 3 years came together, and some were tired and worn out and discouraged. And I watched as God, through worship and ministry, recharged them, replenished them, revived them, re-encouraged them, restored them, got them G'd up, all ready to go for another year, for another day. And then I came back and I watched the live stream of last Sunday, Uriah and Mallory, and I watched Uriah stand up here, and I don't know, are they in the building? Oh, they're in Christchurch. That's all right. I watched as Uriah got teary when he talked about Hassan, and he started to realize God's heart. And when you're on stage and you're sharing with you, sometimes you touch on topics that, and you've seen me do it many times, where you can talk about offstage quite freely with people, but when you're up here sharing, something goes wrong, and suddenly you get this like download of the Holy Spirit hits you with some emotion, and suddenly you find yourself in tears. And sometimes it catches you off guard because it's caught me off guard many, many times. Initially it was, I didn't know what to do. I was highly embarrassed being a tough policeman who didn't, you know, wasn't given to crying on stage very freely. But I had to learn to become comfortable with it because God uses that to break our heart and cause us to have love for others. And it was just... It was so, I know it made it a really powerful service, and I obviously was watching online and I couldn't sense the anointing in the service, but I understand from everyone that was here that it was very powerful. But that's God's love, isn't it? That's God's love. God saw a little kid called Hassan in Africa, and it wasn't good enough that the kid was alone. He put people around him to take him home and become his mum and dad. And that is God's wish with all of us, isn't it? This week I had coffee with a person that isn't in church. And I was chatting and they were talking about good stuff that had happened in their life this last year. And some of it was on the back of efforts of people in church here. And when he started telling me about that, he got teary. Isn't that great? He got teary because of things that have happened from this church into that have impacted his life and his business. So I love seeing these examples. But I also look around the world. I mean, I was watching the news this week and watching the saga in Russia. Putin, who has obviously invaded a country that he really should have stayed out of. It's not his to invade. Not that he should invade any country, even if it is his, but thank you. I will grab a mouthful of that. You should applaud. I didn't spill it all over my notes this time. Not yet. I was having a little coughing fit about a month ago, and Gina and I was praying while I was having the coughing fit because I thought it would be more effective, obviously. Gina put a drink up there, and I'm swinging my arms around praying and hit it all over everywhere, went everywhere. I think most people's eyes were open. Why weren't your eyes closed when you were praying? A righteous question. So, you know, things are not always, always that great in the world, are they? But it's more, it just highlights the fact that we need to be a better light. We need to continue to shine. We need to continue to show love and do our part. We are the most powerful light in this world. We are the church. We are the church of Christ. We're the church of God. We are, as Kristen said a couple of weeks ago, we're the bride of Christ. We should radiate. And so I want to speak about love this morning. Love. And I don't want to talk a whole lot. I want to read some scripture and just talk about some scripture. So there's that first piece of scripture that we talked about, and powerful, so powerful. The next piece I want to read is John 4, verse 16 to 18. Chapter 4, verse 16 to 18, and it says, And we know and rely on the love of God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in God, lives in love, lives in God. And God in them. This is how love is made complete among us, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. In this world, we are like Jesus. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. So, according to this, we can't know love God is love, and whoever loves, lives in love, lives in God. So if we don't love, we don't live in God, according to that scripture. The reverse is opposite to me as well. Isn't that incredible? We can live a lesser form of love, but we're talking about pure love. We're talking about selfless love. Although I guess you'd say, well, it's love or it's not. We can be given up to fear and anger and hatred. None of that is of God. And it says that if we have fear in our lives, we haven't got perfect love in our lives. So if we're suffering from fear, and that we need to let God's love into our world, and we need to love all the more. Somehow, I don't quite get in my brain how that all works, but somehow it all wraps around and it affects everything. And I know that when I come into God's presence, when I'm nervous or feeling anxious or whatever, and I just come into God's presence and I just acknowledge that he is love. Because the Bible says that God is love. And I recognize that he is love, but he is also the creator of the universe, spoken into being, he's so powerful. It kind of makes me have a reality check, and I think, what am I worried about? I'm living under the shadow of the most powerful force in this universe, who is love. And I'm letting a few things worry me. But the Bible says that he's looking after me and he's got my best interests at heart. So why am I worried? And it helps me to just bring my feelings, which sometimes aren't in line with his, into check. I find that helpful. Oh, sorry, it's 1 John. Okay, I must have, when I cut and pasted it, cut the one off. Next scripture, 1 Peter. I've got the one on this one. 1 Peter 4 verse 8. Above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. Above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. This was advice given to believers so that we could live in community and live well in community. And part of living in community is the fact that we keep short accounts with each other. We have to forgive one another. We have to not hold judgment on others. We actually have to let it go, not for their sake, for your sake, for our sake. Because it poisons our heart when we choose not to. And it may only seem a little thing that we're hanging on to, but a little thing plus a little thing plus a little thing plus a little thing, when we keep adding it up, becomes a big thing. And suddenly we have big blockages in our heart. And we get to a point where we just don't know why our heart's in such a corrupted state. So we have to keep these things light. We have to just, I often, you know, I'll have people sometimes talk to me about stuff, and sometimes it's just let it go. You know, you still may need to resolve that situation in practical settings, but let the hatred go. Let the unforgiveness go. Let the anger towards them go. deal with it objectively and let the emotion go. Kill the emotion. Pray for them. I've shared before, that is the best strategy I've ever found in God. When I've had issues with people, I pray for them. I pray for their blessing. It's to do that and hate, you know, carry anger towards someone is a direct contrast to our actions. We cannot reconcile in that in our brain. Something's got to give way. And the thing I found is when we pray for someone's blessing, when we pray for someone's good, our anger disappears. Our resentment disappears. Our seeing them, you know, disappears. We see them and it's clear. It sorts out our heart because it's all about sorting out our heart. The Bible advice all around love is really about sorting out our own hearts. You know, Jesus talked about, you know, take the log out of our own eyes before we try and take the speck out of someone else's eyes. It's always us he's dealing with. And he's dealing with them as well, but he's dealing with me. Me is all I need to worry about. And any of you know me know I'm enough of a mess for me to worry about, you know. So we all just need to worry about ourselves, don't we? Colossians chapter 3, verse 12 to 14. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has any grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. I'm going to read that again because this is an incredible piece of scripture. It's got so much stuff in it. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. So we're to clothe ourselves with all those virtues, which are they're the fruits of the Spirit, aren't they? And over the top of those, we're to put on love. Love will assist us as we navigate working through them. And I got a picture as I was just reading the scripture of baking a cake. And we add a whole bunch of ingredients, and here it's the virtues. But the binding agent generally in a cake is flour. Not always, if you're on a gluten-free diet or a keto diet, you know, might be rice flour, or although it's flour still, isn't it? It's generally some kind of flour, but flour is the one we're used to, isn't it? This is love. The secret source of God's cake is love. It's the binding agent. It's the eggs and pikelets. Although that's flour as well, isn't it? I don't know. I might stop using the cooking analogies because I'm clearly not doing very well. I'll just stick to roasts, maybe. Yeah. Darling, can you hold my mic a sec? I keep walking on my shoelace and it's annoying me. Double knot for effect. There we go. Let's see it do that again. Proverbs 10, verse 12. Hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all offences. Hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all offences. Love, love, love. How many songs are there written about love? It's probably the one topic. There's probably no song, no more songs written about anything than love. Why is that? 1 John chapter 4, verse 7 and 8. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not have love does not know God, because God is love. Recurring theme over and over again, eh? It's just reworked. So if we refuse to live out love, to give ourselves to love, we actually withhold ourselves from God, because He is love. So when we want power in our lives and we want, you know, God to come in His fullness, we need to step fullness into His ways of love, loving others, looking for excuses to do great things in people's lives. Ben can come, thanks. One John 4, verse 21. And He has given us this command: anyone who loves God must also love their brother and sister, or sisters and brothers. But here it says brother and sister. So we're commanded. It's not only a nice request, we're actually commanded to love. We're commanded to love. Isn't that great? You know, I was, as I was praying earlier, I just felt really strongly that there are people here, and I felt that word actually linked into it. People have done stuff to you, and some of you are harboring, or there are some here that are harboring unforgiveness. And it will block love. It will block God in your life, and you need to let that go. And I'm going to pray for you in a second. I felt that really strongly when I was just preparing for this in my office this morning. So I'll pray. But my challenge to us all is give your heart, and Dean Olsen, give your heart fully to God, and love others fully as well, with everything we have, to the moon and back. Yeah? Because that's what it means, to the moon and back. I'll pray. Father, I thank You, God, that You are love, that You created us out of love. Your desire to create light out of chaos, as Trevor spoke about some time back. You brought order to our world, which was in chaos. You created this incredible environment for us to live in. And You created us, and You recognized that when we were made, we were alone. And You knew that that wasn't the best way. You created woman for man so that we would have others in this world to journey with. And I thank You, God, that You give us lessons. You give us ways to work together and get along and do life together, ways that are great blessings to us. I thank You for every single person here. I thank You that they're loved by You, that they're precious to You. I thank You, You have plans for them, great plans, that even sometimes when we don't see it, You've got great plans still. It doesn't stop. And I just pray that You help us to know You more. Help us to love You more. Help us to love others more. May we love the unlovable. May we love the ugly, the difficult, the things that people generally choose to run from. May we love it. May we reach out to people and be that difference in their life because we're from you. May we be a light, a city on a hill. Father, in Jesus' name. And just while every head's bowed and eyes closed, if God's speaking to some of you, and you are in the camp where you've had some things happen and you've struggled to forgive, I'm going to pray for you right now. How about you lift your hands and I'll pray for you? No one will see. This is just between you and God. So how about you pop your hand up right now and I'll pray. Yeah, there's hands going up everywhere. It's great. It's great. Yep, great. I'll pray. How about just pray in your heart with me? I'll pray a prayer and you just follow along. Father, I just pray for every single person that put their hands up that knows they need to forgive. I pray, Holy Spirit, you'll touch them right now. You'll give them the power to let it go. The power to break it. Holy Spirit, I just pray that you would just break the hold over these lives, over these memories, over this history in people's lives right now in Jesus' name, that you'll bring healing, you'll bring relief into their worlds right now. Just pray for freedom, pray for love. Replace it with love. Replace it with compassion. Replace it with joy. And compassion. Father, in Jesus' name, amen. It's great. If any of you do feel that you would like some prayer as well, you're welcome to come forward and get prayer from us. The elders and life group leaders and that are all here. So you're welcome to come and get prayer. I'm going to hand back, but don't forget, take God out from here. Share him around this week and have a great week.